Saving the Planet is what moves a pair of Indianapolis sixth graders. They've created a zero-waste program at their school. Curious Mix contributor Carter Barrett takes us to IPS School 91.
There's about four classrooms that are having their lunch at this time.
I'm at Indianapolis Public School 91, and I'm on my way to the school cafeteria with the sixth graders who started a program to reduce waste at their school.
I'm Ella Comerford Barnett. I'm in sixth grade at IPS 91.
I am Sophie Reyes. I'm in sixth grade at 91.
We both have the same title. Our title is co-founder and co-director of the Zero Waste Cafeteria Project.
2 years ago, Sophie and Ella learned about a New York school that started a zero waste cafeteria, which is a cafeteria that reduces waste and emphasizes recycling, and they decided they could do the same.
We want to have a livable future for future generations in ours.
Part of my thing is I love nature. It's where I feel most like myself.
So imagine 500-ish kids throwing out all of their garbage 5 days a week, 180 days in the school year, and that's a lot of trash. But Ella and Sophie's Zero Waste Project has cut it by an estimated 75%. They also got IPS to switch from non-recyclable styrofoam trays to cardboard trays, which they recycle. The project is entirely student-led.
There is a student at every single station who directs his or her fellow peers in what goes where. The Rangers, as we call them, they went to a training so they know what goes where and how to ask politely, because we have Rangers as young as first grade. So
now is the time to get up and do your job.
Rangers are students at each grade level who've been trained to help their classmates put food and waste in the correct bins.
So it's pretty much an organizational thing that reduces the trash that your cafeteria has. So it has a liquids bucket so you can pour out all the milk that you still have left so that you can then recycle your milk carton instead of throwing it away. And that will eventually be dumped out by our custodians. Then we have our recycling bin, so everything that's recyclable will just be thrown into there.
Our goal is 90% because that's the standard for zero waste.
Students and administration are supportive, and Ella and Sophie don't want to stop with their own school. Ella again.
We already have, I believe, CFI 2 inside our academy who are interested in it. I have connections there, and we're trying to just spread it as far as we can.
And hopefully even further, like, so that we can get other states involved.
We sacrifice our recesses, but like I said, that's not my biggest concern.
The biggest concern is, of course, climate change. But Ella and Sophie have also seen the impact of their program go beyond how much they recycle.
Now that kids know what's happening and what could happen, I feel like they are more in touch with what is happening.
Yeah, so I think by showing them that just two sixth graders at this pretty small school in Indianapolis can make this difference, can show them that they can make a difference too in their house. They can spread it to maybe sports that they go to, maybe churches or other, just anything that they go to, they can spread it there, start stuff there, and then it'll spread just continuously.
For Curious Mix, I'm Carter Barrett.